So, put your hand up if you have gone back to or started school for the first time this week. Wow, look, that's pretty much everybody here, apart from Anna, Phoebe, and Evie. Pretty much everyone sat here, and I know there's some more and everywhere else, who started school. Anna's convinced she started school this week. Two hands up. So, when you started school, you probably got a school uniform to wear, right? So, you've probably got a blue jumper, or a red jumper, or a green jumper. Or maybe you're really old like Isaac. And Isaac, have you got a blazer to wear now? Yeah. See, Isaac's in the really old camp. So Isaac's got a super smart blazer to wear. So that's to show that you belong to the same school that the other people in your school go to. So you all look the same when you go to that school, right? But unless you found this, I certainly never did, you will never turn the corner in your school and find somebody who looks exactly like you. Can you? So they look the same in the sense that they've got the same uniform on, but they don't look the same in that there's only one Micah, one Ollie, one Lucy, one Josh. There's no one who's got your hair, eyes, pointed nose, little dimple in your cheek, or your fingerprints, because God has made only one of you. And I want to say this to everybody in the room. This isn't just for the kids. Just think about that a minute. God has made one of you. There has only ever been, and there will only ever be one of you. And that is insane. Think one of you. That's one, nothing else. So there's one of you. And when you're at school, I don't know about you, but I used to get really hungry. So my dad used to make my packed lunches. And if my dad made it, it was amazing. It'd normally be something good. Sometimes my mum sometimes got left to make in the packed lunch. And she'd put in horrible things like meat paste or cheese in the summer. Who puts cheese in sandwiches in the summer? Because it goes all sweaty. And it was just horrible. But most of the time, my dad made it. And it was amazing because I was hungry. And do you know what? There was a little boy in the Bible who had a packed lunch. And he did something amazing with it. You are right. He did have fish and bread, and we're going to talk about that now. So there was this little boy in the Bible who had been sat listening to Jesus for a whole day. Now, if you guys just look around a minute in the church, so all the little ones at the front, you look around at all the big people, there's probably, now my estimation skills aren't great, there's probably, what, 50, 60 people maybe here? That's not that many people, is it? Well, the people who this little boy had been sat with, there were at least 5,000. So that is your school times an awful lot. It's a lot of people. And they'd all been sat listening to Jesus the whole day. And Jesus had been telling them how amazing he was and how he loved them and how he made them. And it was all amazing. But do you know what happened? Breakfast time came and went. Lunchtime came and went. And it got to maybe mid-afternoon, which is when I'm often raiding the biscuit jar. And they were thinking, we're really hungry. Our tummies are grumbling and we have nothing to eat. So Jesus' friends came to him and they said, these people are really hungry. We need to do something. Let's send them home. They can have a snack and then they can come back and hear from you a bit more. And Jesus looked at his friends, having just told them how amazing God was and how he could do miracles and how he was like the biggest God ever. Jesus turned to them, and do you know what he said? He said, so Micah, if you had been a friend of Jesus at this time, he'd have said, Micah, you give them something to eat. Now, Micah's face says it all. Michael's looking a bit like, what could I do? And do you know what? That's exactly what Jesus' friends said. They said, we've not got enough food for 5,000 people. That's like crazy numbers. But Jesus said, go on, see what there is. So, Micah, can you stand up? You're going to be a friend of Jesus. Can you just walk around the whole room? So walk around the people, so around the red chairs, right to the back where Susie and Josh are. So Micah is a friend of Jesus who's walking with him, sharing his life with Jesus, and he's been told to go and get some food from the crowd to feed 5,000 people. So keep going, Micah. See what you can find. Just keep walking around. Some people might have looked in their pockets. They might have had some dates or some, I don't know what people ate, bread or whatever, porridge. But do you know what? He came to a little boy. That's John over there with his nice lunchbox. He came to a little boy. And this little boy gave Jesus' friend his packed lunchbox. Thank you, friend of Jesus, Micah. Good job. And this little boy had just spent the whole day hearing who Jesus was and hearing what he could do. This is your lunchbox, Joel. I'm just borrowing it for a minute. And he said, in my lunchbox, do you know what I've got? I've got five loaves of bread, two fishes, like a fish finger sandwich. That's kind of our equivalent, right? So I don't have very much, but I've just been hearing how massive God is. And I believe even my little pat lunch, if I give that to Jesus, he can do something with it. That's all right, we don't need that at the minute. So this little boy gave his pat lunch to Jesus, and Jesus prayed and he said, God, thank you that you give us all that we need. Now bless these tummies and make them full. And do you know what Jesus did? Ben, do you mind being the hands of Jesus for a minute? Do you mind just throwing out a bit of food to the little ones at the front? So Jesus' friends started giving out some food to people who were around. And it started off, the people at the front got a bit of food. And then some more people got some food. And the ones over here, so maybe the Levites and the Keziahs, were probably thinking, I'm a little bit worried because there might not be enough food for my tummy. But do you know what happened? Something amazing happened. The food kept going and going and going and going and going and going and going. And do you know what? We've got a slide, a stand that's falling down. Shall I take that pat lunchbox? Can I have that over here? Josie, can you pass me your lunchbox? Joel, can I have your lunchbox? That's okay. I'm just going to make sure that there's no hungry tummies over here. Oh, thank you, Esther. You sort out those hungry tummies. Everybody had something to eat. So from one little boy's fish finger sandwich, 5,000 plus some people had lunch and seconds and probably thirds if they could fit it in their tummies. And there were leftovers. So this little boy gave Jesus what he had, and he said, Jesus, it's not very much, but you are big and massive and amazing, and you can do something with it. And you know what? I want to tell you something that you may not know this morning. You and everybody in this room has got a pat lunchbox, and I'm not talking about the one that you take to school. I'm talking about the pat lunchbox of your life, where God has hand-placed in you unique dreams, unique gifts, unique things that you're good at, unique things that you might want to do with your life. And he has said, if you give that to me and trust that I can do something amazing with it, I can. And that's crazy, isn't it? Like, you might have a dream, little ones at the front, of Joel, you want to be a fireman, don't you? That's your latest thing. Or a fire engine, as what we often say. Or Nikki's dream. Where's Nikki? Nikki's dream was to, she cares about the world that God's made around her, and she wanted to show people that they were cared for and to use food that would otherwise be wasted and to feed tummies that would otherwise go hungry. And now Nikki's got a cafe. That's crazy. Nikki probably didn't think 5 years ago that she would have a cafe and be doing the amazing stuff that she's doing. Just go and sit with Daddy then. But God says, if you just give me what you care about, you can do something amazing. And like Ali said, not because of us, but because of how big God is. And those things in you didn't just happen to be there. Isaac, you're not good at football just because you happen to be good at football. You're good at football because God has put that in you. And who else have we got down here? Hannah and Esther, both of you actually. You are such great people at making friends and looking after people because that's the way that God has made you. And who else have we got down here? We've got people who are creative. We've got people who are great at building towers. We've got people who are great at playing instruments. We've got people who are really good at listening. And we've got people, all the grown-up people, who care about the lost and those who don't know Jesus. And I just want to say that if you give your lunchbox back to God, it's almost like a dare. God says, will you trust me? Will you see what I can do? And that's hard, because do you know what? Sometimes we doubt that we can do it. Or sometimes I often doubt how big God is. But that little boy spent time with Jesus, and then he realized what he could do. So that's what we're praying for this morning, that your lunchbox of life would be given back to Jesus, and we wouldn't say, but I'm too young, or I'm too old, or I'm too poor, or I'm too stupid, or I don't know what to do. Because God says, I don't care about that. I'm big enough. You just give it to me, and then he can do something amazing with it. And that is crazy, but such amazingly good news. So I'm going to pray for you that if you don't know what your dream is, and that's fine, you just make space to ask God, what are the things that I'm good at? What do I care about? And then you go from there, because he's put those things there. And at the end, we're going to have a way of practically giving your lunchbox to God, which we're all going to do. But I'm just going to pray, and then we're going to go back to our Play-Doh making for the next bit. So I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus, that you made us. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you have given us a pat lunchbox full of things that we're good at and dreams that we have. And by ourselves, they seem too big or they seem impossible. But God, you say all things are possible with you. We want to spend time with you, Jesus, like that little boy did. And then we want to give our life over to you. So help us, help these little ones, help the big ones, help me to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.